Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today. We're going to be talking about some political convention promos that our intrepid reporters on the scene saw in Tampa last week, and we'll see in Charlotte this week. Joining me now here is the coughing Kathy Houston. Also, we're here from the coughing Michelle Bell
Everyone's
as well.
Coughing.
Kathy, how are you?
Good.
Coughing. What's with the coughing?
I don't know.
Did you have a nice long Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, how about you, Andy?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
It was rainy, though.
Mine wasn't rainy.
No, ours was really rainy.
New York weather was sweet, so sorry for you.
Just like you, Andy.
Crazy Philly people. Michelle, the tweeting Michelle Bell, how are you?
I'm great.
Oh, wow.
I'm really great, thank you.
You're not so great, though. You're struggling with the voice, so we're going to forgive Michelle if her voice tracks in and out during today's show. We are also have a couple special guests here today. We have Jen Vishnevsky. How are you, Jen?
I'm good. I'm not coughing. I'm just sneezing all day, though.
Okay, wow.
We're just the sick off.
We're going to have some struggles here in the studio today. And Chris Ruvo, what's going on, my man?
Well, I'm a little bummed because apparently I'm going to be sick later this weekend.
Yeah.
Other than that, good.
I figure it's probably going to hit us by like Thursday,
That's
maybe.
What I'm looking at. Just in time
like
for the weekend.
Like a 48-hour lag from this ridiculous studio here today. We also have, wow, we got a threesome here on the tech board.
What?
Things do get a little crazy here even
Vinny
in the morning at ASI.
And Known and Mina running the tech booth. Vinny's getting ready to take your calls. If you have any questions about political promotions and the things that we're seeing in the convention promotions, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We'll be getting to your calls and any topics that you want to discuss here today. Later on in the show. But Michelle, tell us what else we have on tap for today's show. You'll try.
Well, we have three ways to turn warm leads hot. Kathy's going to talk about that. Chris is going to talk about how small businesses are using social media and surveys to compete against larger businesses and to kind of level the playing field. We're going to talk about effective ways companies can combat negative online reviews. And Jen will be talking about how to generate advocates for your company, among other things.
I do have
other things. She had other things.
You got other things to talk about, Jeff?
Which we're going to start off with the industry news right now with me. All right, we begin this morning with economic news. The Commerce Department reported that second quarter economic growth in the U.S. was better than initially announced. U.S. GDP expanded at an annual rate of 1.7%. In Q2, growth in the third quarter is also expected to be modest, with the tourism and real estate sectors trending positively. Political news now. Counselor reporters were in Tampa last week for the Republican convention and are in Charlotte this week covering how promo products are helping the parties to market themselves. Check out a gallery of photos online now at counselormag.com. Distributor news now. Top 40 firm iPromoteU announced last week that it is entering the Canadian market. The company's services will now be available to distributor companies based in Canada. Industry personnel news now. Halo Branded Solutions has named Chris Piper as its new vice president of sales for the Northwest region. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe may be hanging out with his Democratic buddies in Charlotte, but he recorded a new Joe Show before hopping on a plane. Check that out and much more later today in Promogram. All right, so the RNC was last week in Tampa, and Jen, you were there.
I was there.
How was it?
So it was interesting. I guess the most interesting thing was that delegates were really all decked out in anything that they could get. A lot of delegates provided, like they got goodie bags when they first checked in full of promotional products, and they wore it all from head to toe.
Did you get a goodie bag?
No.
You didn't get a goodie bag.
I got heat stroke.
But you were partying with some Wisconsin
delegates.
We
saw a lot of the hosts, you know, each hotel was a host hotel to different delegates. So wherever you went in, it was like all themed for each state. So we hung out with Wisconsin, a little bit of Massachusetts, Texas.
Awesome.
And
so
Republicans
Wisconsin?
In Massachusetts?
That's what I hear, Kathy.
Kathy, keep it to yourself.
Guy named Mitt Romney. You might have heard of him.
I've heard of him.
That was Wisconsin, Massachusetts, and Texas.
Yeah, okay, they all had a lot of stuff. And they seemed to all wear it all at once. Like, they had buttons, T-shirts, a lot of the items were also themed to the weather. Like, people had sunscreen, they had rain jackets, which was all very useful.
Now, out of those three states, who were the coolest?
Wisconsin was the coolest.
Oh.
I liked them. They
nice.
Stayed up all night. Waited until the convention was over and then started all over again. So they were party animals.
And you were there every step of the way, huh?
Not every step.
Okay.
A lot of steps. But there were a lot of good items. You know, a lot of people were selling on the street. There were a lot of pop-up stores that opened up around town. People really seemed to – Tampa took advantage of hosting this, you know, hosting the convention. And everything was being sold. All the stores that we talked to, the, you know, the people selling there – so that everything was just clearing off the shelf.
Except for pens
and except for tote bags. Two items we did not see.
Why did you not see pens?
That's so weird.
Distributors missed the ball there because people wanted tote bags like you wouldn't believe. You know, they were asking
everyone. I gave Jen and Joan one mission.
One assignment.
Come back with pens. And you couldn't even do it.
No, but everybody did think we were talking about pins, so we got about 3,000 pins. No pens, no writing instruments.
So counselor does a pin issue this year.
Exactly. All right, we have a couple of callers on the line looking to grill Jen about her time in Tampa.
Uh-oh.
So we'll start with Meredith on line one. Meredith, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What's your question for the host?
Okay, I have a question for Jen, actually, about the convention. What was the most memorable promo product that she saw or that you saw?
Good question. I'll say I really liked the there were a lot of creative lanyards out. They weren't just, you know, the regular cloth, you know, Republican National Convention. There were some that were, like, all blinged out. They were, you know, they were Romney with rhinestones. There were a lot of different ones. So it seemed like bling was the real key thing. They had, like, little wine glasses that were blinged out, like koozies for wine glasses.
Bling
so
is the thing.
Bling for the Republican Party was my...
Was there any mittens? Did anybody have mittens?
Nobody. And, you know, that's what they called. You know, everybody calls mittens, and I didn't see any mittens.
Another.
That's because it was
odd.
Tampa in August.
Yeah. Well,
nobody wanted those.
No,
you know, we have a... we actually have a gallery of photos that you guys took, and it's online right now, and I know that my favorite one is those little boxing guys.
Yeah,
that
was
Explain
cool.
what those are.
So they were little... Basically, just little toys that were standing. They were like, you know, not stuffed animals. But they could be stuffed. Each political candidate, and they were basically set up that they were boxing each other. So there was Obama, Romney, Newt Gingrich. That might be it.
Who won the fight? Okay, we'll leave that alone.
No comment.
All right, Meredith, thanks for your call, and hang on the
line
for your Visa gift card. On line two, we have Stanley. Stanley, how are you this morning?
Very good. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Hi,
how's
Stanley.
The early morning weather out there in California?
Oh, my God, it's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
Nice. We could take some of that here. All right.
I will deliver some.
Please do. What's your question for those?
Well, just had a comment about the Republicans and the Democrats and all the election paraphernalia that people order. I had a local politician that wanted me to do tote bags for him, which is interesting that you're saying the tote bags weren't seen. I kind of have a theory that maybe it's because they were trying to get things all American-made, but who knows. But I had this politician, his campaign manager, wanted everything American-made and union shop. And when I told him that the non-woven material just does not exist as an all-American-made product, he told me, well, you know what, then, you know, just cut the China labels out and do whatever you have to do. And I said, well, besides the fact that that's illegal and unethical...
But he's a politician, so he has no qualms.
Right in keeping.
Yeah, and he said, don't worry, nobody will ever know. And I'm like, you know what, I just can't go there. And I think I made the right decision because he, although he found somebody else that would do it, you know how these things go. When somebody finally asks, they go, oh, well, you know, ABC company did that, you know.
Right.
So I think I made the right decision.
You know what? That's a tough position to be in, and there's always going to be somebody that's willing to do it.
I've heard of that happening.
Good for you, Stanley.
Yeah, I would say you did make the right decision, but yes, there is always going to be somebody probably right down the street that is willing to do whatever a client asks.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, last week you guys were talking about incentives, and you know, we were thinking about how we incentivize both our clients and how we incentivize our employees. And a lot of this is coming around now to these election campaigns where, you know, people want, you know, they'll give you business, but they do want something. And I wanted to ask you what you recommend as far as loyalty programs, how to get people to, how do you incentivize clients in the way of rewards?
Well, so you mean for loyalty for clients, not employees? Is that
that's yeah, yeah. Well, what we did for the 20 to 30s that you were talking about, we would give them we would give them cash. We'd give them a lot of recognition. We would always, I would always push them to go on with their education,
right.
You know, that, you know, and push them. But when it comes to getting clients to want to be loyal, I hear about cash back reward programs. I hear about just basic discounts, which I'm not a big fan of because, you know, my grandfather said, once you give somebody a discount once, they want it every single time. So what do you recommend?
Discounts are certainly not great. I would say that, you know, we've seen plenty of loyalty programs where people get some, you know, percentage off of their next deal and not the current one. You know, that can work. I would say you want to try to, with loyalty programs, almost upsell clients, you know, so they're buying from you. But maybe there's value add you can give them that is, you know, maybe you give them the higher price item at a lower cost. You know, something where they're seeing a value to the program, but it's not necessarily where you're giving up any margin for sure, but where you're, you know, working with them to give them maybe a better item or a higher quality item that they might not have gotten otherwise. You know, I think giving them things that they wouldn't otherwise get if they weren't working with you is kind of the positive. Kathy, what do you think?
Exactly what you said, Andy.
That's it.
Since I was zoning out that whole time.
Nothing more in depth. There it is. Stanley, I would say try a couple of different things. You know, percentage off of future deals can work, but I think that has to be it has to be something that people are buying a lot from you. I wouldn't be giving away too much on the front end if they're not buying a lot. If they are buying a tremendous amount and you're making enough margin, then yes, you can say, you know, if you buy X amount, then 10% off your next deal or 5% off your next order. That's something that could work, but I think you probably want some sort of gift program or future value added thing that they might appreciate even more.
Even the personal touch, Stanley, like taking them to a baseball game or something like that, taking them out to lunch, dinner, whatever, just to show your appreciation, that breeds client loyalty as well.
There you go. All right, Stanley, well, thanks for the call and thanks for the questions.
Awesome.
Okay, on line one, we have Rich Carollo, who's the owner of supplier firm Lion Circle, and I have a preening Michelle Bell in the studio here.
Look at her face, all red.
So, I love him.
So, Rich, how are you today?
Very good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good. You have done something that, well, is not terribly difficult, but you have won the heart of Michelle Bell.
Wow, I don't know what to say about that.
I didn't know Michelle had a heart.
One stellar performance in the SAC show. That's all it takes.
Well, Rich, thanks for giving us a call this morning. We've been talking about promotions at the political conventions, and I understand that your company has supplied some of the items that people will see in Charlotte this week. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
We have. We've done we did a big fan job down there. I'm not going to talk too much about exactly who it's for and everything else, but you're going to see a lot of them down there. The best thing is when you do the big conventions like this, everything's about visibility. Everybody wants to see the names. They want to see what's out there. The cameras are rolling. They want to make sure that the products are being visible. So whenever anybody else shows up, that the image is the message is being sent out there.
And is that why fans are particularly popular at these things?
I'll tell you, fans, and we make a product called the Bang-A-Banner, which is a big sign that you can make a clapping noise with. Yeah, absolutely. Anything that makes noise, anything that can get their attention. We also, one of the products I absolutely love is we do like the paper hats, like the Uncle Sam hats, and we get a lot of tea partiers doing that kind of thing. My big thing is I don't really care about what affiliate party buys them. I'm all about just selling the product. So we'll actually tailor products towards, there's more Democratic products, there's more Republican products. We obviously have the elephant and the donkey, those kind of items.
And is there anything else that we should be on the lookout that you guys supplied this week?
We did do some buttons down there. You know what? A lot of people, when you talk about doing political items, a lot of people miss the boat. There's a lot of special interest groups that want to get their image out there also. Mm-hmm. So it's not only about the Democratic or the Republican parties or the Green Party. It's a lot of the different interest groups and the different lobbyists that want to push their product out there. And there's a lot of money to be had that way also.
Rich, it's Michelle here. Did you guys do products last week for the RNC? I think you told me that you did some for special interests, yeah?
Yeah, we did. it's hard to talk about special products or projects all the time. Not a lot of my customers want to have them done, but there was a lot of stuff that was out there. But, you know, anywhere from doorknob hangers for your little guys all the way up to the big ones. But I find that the little guys, you know, those guys like to buy a lot of stuff too. Mm-hmm. It's not always Obama. Not always the big guys that want to buy these things.
Absolutely, and it's interesting that it's those ancillary groups that people don't necessarily think about when they're, you know, selling political promotions, especially during an election year, that can be pretty valuable.
Right. No, you're exactly right. You know, but anything from window signs to car magnets, anything visible that can get it out there, get something in people's hands. And then, you know, when you do a convention like this, people like to see if they can grab what they have, and who knows, in 30, 40, 50 years, it all might be worth something, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I heard that a lot.
Isn't that what eBay lives for?
Exactly.
All right, Rich, well, thanks very much for the call. And
Importantly, thanks for entertaining me at the sex show.
I'm sure we could do a whole show on that. All right, Rich, we'll be on the lookout for your products this week in Charlotte.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, we're going to pause right now for a break to hear from our sponsor, AIA. But when we get back, we will talk about the best ways to turn warm leads into sales.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324, or www.aiacommunity.com.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show, where we're talking about political convention promotions. Our reporter Jen Vishnevsky was in Tampa last week. And Jen, tell us what the atmosphere was like down there. I imagine it was pretty festive.
So everyone seemed to be having a great time. The one thing that I did notice that was interesting is even though all of the convention events happen at night, people were out all day basically stocking up on whatever they could get. We were in stores, you know, just walking in, eating lunch, and the delegates were out everywhere just basically stocking up on whatever they can get, hanging out, you know, meeting people. Everyone wanted to show off what they had. Like, we saw a lot of people who were decked out and all these pins, and they just wanted to talk about them.
Talk, and probably drink. Michelle, we have a comment from online.
We do. We have a comment on Facebook from Judy Brown, who says, aside from political signs, our local candidates don't seem to have any interest in promotional products. Is it different in other parts of the country? I'm not sure where Judy's from, but I think Rich brought up good points that there's lots of business with these little, well, not little, but, you know, the smaller races going on.
Yeah, I think that people are actually doing some creative things. Certainly, you're not going to get away from the yard signs. That's like the tried and true yard signs and buttons. But I think you're seeing politicians, people running for office, doing things like USB sticks that they're handing out with information on them. I think they are getting a little bit more away from the traditional and trying to look at more interesting things. I'd imagine, Jen, you guys saw some of the sort of unique things out there.
Yeah, we saw there were a lot of people out on the street that weren't necessarily affiliated with a specific party, but they were like special interest groups, like promoting their own agenda. They all had like T-shirts. They had, you know, big signs that were clearly, you know, well made. They were promotional products. So there was a lot out there for, you know, the groups that you don't necessarily know, you have to ask about them. And that's what they want. They want people, you know, to have the visibility and to ask what they're all about.
Right. Yeah, I would suggest that if you're selling to candidates, local candidates or national candidates, that, you know, when they're just buying yard signs, they're going to do that, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But when they're holding live events, when they have rallies, that's where other types of promotional products can come in. You know, T-shirts and, like Rich, our caller, was talking about, things that make noise.
The noisy,
you know,
signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. They're annoying as hell if you're in a studio like this. But out in, where you're trying to make noise and you're at an event and you're trying to create a big rally, that's the place for those things. They might not know about them. So
and you know what? A lot of the local local politicians too also visit like community events. Like yep. Steve, my husband, went to a beer fest last year, believe it or not.
No.
And and one of the local politicians was giving out imprinted bottle openers with his website on them.
That's smart.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
See, that's
yeah. for the
that's
event
really
too.
Smart.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
Because then you get everybody in the community who's drinking mm-hmm. all happy to be seen with you.
And the more they open, the more bottles they open,
exactly.
the happier they get.
You know what? I'm going to bring it in next week and I'll show it on the show. My mother has a Bobby Kennedy mug that I swear to God she loves more than me. But to your point, Andy, about things being saved and things being going
yeah,
on eBay,
right.
this mug is like has a place of honor in our house because, you know, she got it during the 68 election.
Right. And oh, that's yeah. what people are like touting on. We were walking down the street and all we heard was 20 years from now, this will be eBay gold. And so that's what people are buying for it to hold
so
on
you,
to.
So you stocked up
I
on
am,
it. Very
I'm,
nice.
The eBay queen now.
Excellent. All right, Kathy. Well, people are interested today in obviously getting a lot of leads. They do that through many, many ways. But how can they turn those leads into sales?
All right. So there's three tips. First is make a list. You should create a list of every person you can think of that may be interested in what you have to offer, even if the interest seems kind of removed or remote. And once you have the list, cut it down to the people who are most likely to want what you have and want it right now, and invite those most likely people to a special event, whether it's a barbecue or open house at your office. You know, everybody likes free food and drink and whatnot. And during your event, you can ask about setting up follow-up appointments, but don't come across as too pushy. You're there to just, like, let yourself be known and create awareness about your services. Second, obviously, embrace social media. You have to do that these days. Go where the people are going. And one way to keep the relationship going is to provide useful tips, solutions, and information about your product and services, and even their markets, their own markets. Provide useful tips to people who might be seeking your services, but about their own industries. Then you come off as more of a resource. And thirdly, don't give up. When it comes to turning warm leads hot, quantity matters, and the more people you meet, the better chance you have of getting new clients. That just makes sense. So there you go.
All right, Kathy, thank you very much. We'll post those tips and more to our website after the show at asicentral.com/radio. Okay, Chris Ruvo, you've been way too quiet so far.
Oh,
so we're going to make
we'll
you loud now.
I missed that coffee. Yeah. And I didn't go
except
to a convention this
except
week.
Except for the shot about me not having a heart.
I didn't. Yes.
Stuck yeah. that in there.
He did sneak
JK,
that one in there.
JK.
No, no, you weren't. So surveys are very important today. Kathy was talking about how to understand your clients. The best way is to ask some questions, isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So more businesses are using online surveys and social media information to better gauge the tastes and preferences of their customers. And these platforms are really an advantage for small businesses because they're cheap, they're quick, and you could do them yourself. You get instant feedback from customers, and that can lead to innovation and more intelligent marketing. So I had some examples of that. So for instance, this organic this maker of organic caramel called Happy Goat used survey.
Nice name.
Yeah. Well, they make it from the caramel's made from goat. Whatever, but anyway, you
I'm sure it
that.
Is.
So they learned using SurveyMonkey. They learned that shoppers care more about the flavor and quality of their candy rather than the fact that it's made from all natural ingredients. So as they kind of push toward some of their higher sales goals, they're going to emphasize premium product quality as opposed to, say, you know, their organic all natural element. This was pretty interesting, too. Some companies are using social listening tools to get information that could help them beat competitors. And one of those tools is NetBase, which collects what people are saying about a given brand or company on Twitter, Facebook, news sites, blogs, and message boards. So you could get real-time information about what real customers are saying about your competitors, which is
That's
invaluable
pretty cool.
for
yeah.
how you can position what you do to kind of speak to the what – where your competitor's falling short.
Right. And those online surveys, the Zoomerangs and the SurveyMonkey, like Chris said, those are so easy to work today, and they're really inexpensive. You can even do some for nothing, but you can get a little bit of analytics just for almost $10 to $15 a month, you know, and even less than that in some instances, depending on the services you purchase. But they're very easy to run.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so if you're a small company, just a few people, and you want some quick, inexpensive feedback, you don't have to hire a major market research firm to do that.
Yep. All right. Cool. Thank you, Chris, very much. All right, Michelle. People get lots of things online these days. Uh-oh, Michelle's preening again. That's a struggle. But some of those, some of that information that gets said about companies is actually negative. So how can you combat if there's a negative review for about your company online?
First of all, don't panic and take a deep breath. This is something Joe Haley and I need to work on.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can take your own advice.
The two of us, our first instinct is just to attack. No, no. Take a deep breath.
My first instinct is to ignore. Also not good.
Don't respond online. It's possible that, you know, you'll just keep, you know, the dialogue going and it won't be that productive. Experts say to pick up the phone, call the person one-on-one. You know, obviously the greatest outcome would be to try to get them to retract their negative statement. But, you know, what you'd really want to do is just to try to get them to, you know, be heard. Most people just want to have an, you know, somebody to listen to them and kind of understand and empathize with what their problem is. Number two, don't call your attorney.
No. Nice.
A lot of companies, I think that would be their go-to position. Like, how dare you say something negative about my company?
Right.
I'm going to call my attorney on you. This is what's going to happen. The attorney will invariably send a letter. That letter then will be then posted online. You will seem like the big bad company attacking the poor person who deigned to write a negative review mm-hmm. about right. your company. So you don't want that. Also, and you know, this is a questionable one. I went back and forth on this one, but I'll throw it out there anyway. They're saying don't share the bad news with your staff because then it just perpetuates. So meaning don't share the comment that this person posted. For example, somebody posted a comment about me one time. Somebody's done about Joe. The first thing we do is run and tell all you guys. Do you
right,
believe
right.
what this jackass
I forward it to yeah, everyone. Yeah.
This person is saying don't do that because it just perpetuates the negativity.
I would disagree with that. I would too. I mean, let's assume that the negative comment probably is somewhat based in truth. They're not just lying about it. So it's something that your company should learn from, you know, if there's a problem.
I think it's more think about how you about how you position it yep. as maybe as opposed to flying off the handle and being like, you know what,
as opposed to
said.
Making fun of the people
yeah,
like
yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's like maybe take it as a constructive criticism and yep. then have a meeting to discuss how that's an issue and how you can address it better in the future. Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. Whereas this person says, taking the opposite stance, if you share the bad news, it's the same as spreading the negative sentiment. Make your best call, but you don't want to you don't want it to end up on an employee's Facebook page. So someone's
yes,
saying, oh, guess what
true.
Happened at my
yeah,
job
yeah.
today.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Be careful with that.
Someone
for sure.
called Michelle and Kathy harpies.
On that note, we will post we'll post those strategies to our website at asicentral.com/radio. Right now, we're going to pause to hear from our sponsor, ASI Computer. But when we get back, we'll hear from the hosts for their favorite things.
Mm. Have you outgrown your current order management software? ASI Computer Systems and ASI SmartBooks will streamline your business. From accounting and marketing to order management and shipping, ASI SmartBooks manages all aspects of your business with one software solution, specifically designed for the advertising specialty industry and fully integrated with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Spend less time organizing and more time making sales. Call 1-800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to grow your business with ASI SmartBooks. Get ASI SmartBooks.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday morning show where we've been talking about political promotions. But right now we're going to go into Michelle's favorite segment of the show, and that is our favorite thing. So, Michelle, lead us off.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Come on. It's your favorite thing.
Yes, it is. Mine this week is from Akron Roll, ASI 30270, and I love this. It's a pen in the shape of a surfboard.
Oh, that's nice.
So perfect for sales retreats and You're incentive awesome. Trips at exotic locales.
Cue the music.
And it's got
some cool music coming in there for you, Michelle.
It's got a great large area for your client's message and logo. So again, from Akron Line at ASI 30270.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Chris Ruvo, your turn.
All right, mine's a foam football stress reliever. It's basically a squeezable stress reliever in the shape of a football. It's imprintable, made of polyurethane, and it's available from Bullet 42424. Obviously, this being the kickoff of football season, this is a great time to get this product out there.
Very timely with the NFL season starting tomorrow night. You're pretty happy about that, aren't you?
Well, Super Bowl champion.
Mr. Giant fan.
Yes.
All right. Unfortunately, us Jet fans can't say the same. Okay, Kathy, your turn.
Well, mine is the mini backpack umbrella. It's from Rain Kissed Umbrella Company, ASI 80490. It comes in either a multicolor or black case, but it's like really cool looking, and it has a carabiner on it so you can attach it to a backpack or a purse. So it's really, you know, great for anybody on the go.
Very cool. Okay, yep. Check out all those products on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today, but we'll be back same time next week when our own Joe Haley will be regaling us with stories from Charlotte, North Carolina. Have a great week, everybody.